If you're like me, I know, you hope you're not. You've been diverted lately from the usual political comedies by the tragedies in Houston and now Florida, which is in the crosshairs of Hurricane Irma. Irma? Who comes up with these names? Some bored yahoo in the basement of the National Storm Appalachian Department? And if you're like me, you feel lucky to be torn away from the 24/7 drumbeat of Trump tweets, and maybe you even feel a little guilty considering the suffering of folks down there in the Bible Belt whose God has apparently forsaken them. But now along comes that bombastic bomb thrower Rush Limbaugh to suggest the hurricanes are nothing more than liberal conspiracies to alarm the masses and thereby open the door for legislation on global warming. As big a hoax to the Rushster as the notion that Obama was born in the same country as him. Lies, all lies. A conspiracy of the left. An evil plot to destroy America. But he can stop them, maybe only he can stop them, by broadcasting the truth from his beacon of Breitbart babble. Thank God for the Rush man. Faux hurricanes, who'd have thought the left could stoop so low? Bogeyman meteorology, what's next? Glaciers supposedly melting, polar bear uprisings, icebergs plowing into San Francisco. Is there nothing too low for these liberals to stoop to? Apparently not, according to Herr Limbaugh. But today he has decided to, well, let's just say he's decided to play it safe. He's evacuating himself from the phony baloney hurricane that's nothing but liberal hot air. Not, I'm sure, to protect himself. No, the man is far too courageous for that. Truth, he would tell you himself, is all the defense he needs. The mouth is mightier than the sword, or the whirlwind, or whatever. No, I'm sure he's taking a small break from the routine of Savior, maybe indulging in a much-needed vacation. Either way, I'm sure we could use a much-needed vacation from Rush. And if that hurricane should actually make landfall with 150-mile sustained winds, don't think it's proof the libs were right. Probably brought on by the sudden vacuum of the Rushster gone silent.